My name is Amy Tharp. For those of you that don't know me, I grew up here, born and raised. I'm not unlike JD. I moved away for a little while, brought my family back here to raise them in the school system. I've got a fifth grader that's in the back, biggest cheerleader, and his older brother works at Pizza Hut. He's a junior, so heavily invested in the school system as well, and got an interesting perspective. We're one in elementary school and one in high school. I think that's an important way to look at things. I have a unique background. I've been self-employed more than I've been employed by other companies, but I've done time, so to speak, with corporate America. I want to make sure that it's a good and safe environment for our kids to go to school in, as well as the teachers, and that they have support from the school board for what they need to do and what they need to make their work environment a healthy one, and one where they feel like they can grow and become better leaders in the school themselves. I think that's really important as well. I don't know what else to say about myself other than I'm currently working for the Department of Health and Human Services, so that gives me a unique perspective on, sometimes I see things I don't wanna see. It's kind of a hard situation evaluating people if they need help from services, agencies, whatnot. That's what I evaluate and ask very personal questions. I tell them a lot of times, I'm gonna get to know you really, really well, so please don't be embarrassed to tell me your story. And I think that's important to listen to the staff and the teachers, whether it's the cooks in the kitchen, the janitor, or the teachers that are stressed out because they've got too many kids or something's not going right for them. Let's help them and find a way to make them successful and not feel so stressed or overwhelmed, because we're in an overwhelming world, too much technology. Right now they're in a construction zone. When I went to open house for the school, I wondered what all these turn right signs were, and they said, oh, well, that's how we're gonna manage traffic. And I'm like, oh my God. So that it's a unique time, and I feel prepared. I've never had an opportunity to serve in this way, and I would like to do that for my community. It's given me a lot of opportunity coming from here. And I think that would make me a great candidate.